up, Wazam? What's happening? It's your girl, Paris Rain, here with the first ever episode of HBCU-ish. And for this first episode, it was only right to bring my two good friends, Kayla and Elijah, here as my special guests. I'm going to let y'all introduce yourselves.
Hey, it's Kayla. What's up? You know what it is.
What's up, y'all? My name is Elijah Weaver. I'm a sophomore here at Langston, you know. Counter major, hit me up, you know.
Well, since we're doing classifications, it's your girl Paris Rain, sophomore broadcast journalism major, from Killer City to Really City.
Well, back to Kayla, sophomore hyper major, playing softball.
That big softball gal. All right, so now that the intros are all out the way, the real question is, what made y'all pick Dear Langston?
What made me pick Langston, it was just the culture and the vibes, and also wasn't too far from home and wasn't too close to home either.
I feel that. Me too.
Man, I'm going to be completely honest with y'all. I did not choose this school at all. My first choice of going to school was to go to KU. If y'all don't know what KU is, it's the University of Kansas. Predominantly white institution in Kansas. But, you know, the way financial aid is set up, and when you are a so-called middle-class African-American, you don't get no money. So, I mean, I was accepted to, like, 22 colleges and universities, and I had a lot of choices, but I really did not know where I wanted to go. And one of my first places that I got a full ride to was Fisk. But Fisk was too far for me, so I was blessed with another opportunity to come to Langston with a full ride, so that's why I chose this school.
Y'all know he's gonna give y'all the full rundown. Hey, my boy had to give y'all the credentials. Anywho, no, but that's real. I mean, for me, I think I chose Langston, like, I literally chose Langston in May, like, right before graduation.
Yep.
But, yeah, my bestie.
It was after
graduation?
It was after graduation.
Okay, so after grad, I definitely was on the phone with Mr. Carlos Robinson. But, yeah, got that honor scholarship. And it was just looking like the move because TSU was not rocking with me. But, yeah, so next question. If y'all can describe an HBCU in three words, how would y'all describe it? Or three phrases, anything that make y'all think of HBCU, what would y'all say?
I was going to say, you can't really limit HBCU in three words, but I'm going to be real with y'all. It's the best times of your lives. Like, you come here surrounded by your own people. Like, you see different cultures in society, but you really at HBCU, you see different cultures because everyone really wasn't raised the same. So you have people on each ends of the spectrums, and for all of you to get together and to grow in these 4 years, maybe five, but for each of you to grow and become one and have pride in your university, it's really a good thing to see.
Kayla, what about you?
What I would say is just what you see is what you get. Like, I feel like the environment and culture, no one's here trying to be someone that they're not. It's just plain and to the point.
Yeah. I don't know. For me, I feel like HBCU really is going to be what you make it. Everybody think, you know, the stereotype of HBCU, every HBCU is a party. Party school everywhere. But I don't know. I feel like you do party, but you know, it really is what you make it. Like, everybody out here is doing their own thing. It's so many little businesses on our campus, and, like, everybody doing their own thing. Everybody and their mama do hair. It really is. Yeah, everybody got their own hustle. Like, I think that's the best thing of HBCU. Like, everybody really come to the table with something new.
And let it be known, we ain't like Howard. We ain't like Clark or none of them. Yeah. That's in the city or something like that. We in the middle of nowhere.
Langston's in the middle of nowhere, so you really do got to find your own hustle, because that gas money don't come easy. It don't. So let's move to the outside life. Do y'all think people gonna get more hype over the band or, like, athletics?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, I keep saying that, but let me be honest. But my freshman year, I mean, I went to a couple football games, a couple basketball games, but really, the band, they be holding it down. Like, they start the hype.
For sure.
Yeah.
You too, Kayla?
Yeah.
That's coming from the athletic girl herself.
Yeah, the band, they set the tone, especially at the football games. They would get the crowd hype, and then the crowd would take over.
That's real.
And then, because really with the crowd, it's really like that one person be donut.
Yeah.
And everybody, they don't really be like, if donut's not there, it's not going to be hype.
Especially if we're losing.
Yeah. So I feel like the band sets the mood, and then it just takes that one person to take over and keep that momentum going.
Keep it going. Yeah, that's real. I mean, I say the same thing too, because, I mean, from what high school I came from, our band was cool, but, like, I don't know, I was even a cheerleader, so I cheered for the team. But when I got to college, I kind of took that year off and kind of just chilled out. But that first football game with the band, baby. When I heard, what is it, the butt? Yeah, I definitely would say the band. But getting down to the nitty gritty, the realest question for everybody before they even get to college. Relationships. What y'all think about college and relationships, entanglements?
Honestly, I'm a cut of buddies.
You did not have to come for me with entanglements at the end. See, and you're wrong for that.
Honestly, I'm gonna speak first on this one.
Oh, is she ready?
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Go ahead,
so
Caitlin.
Basically, I feel like, okay, if you're a freshman coming in, if you're not already in a relationship, don't start no relationship. And depending on if you are coming into college with a relationship, it just kind of depends on y'all's maturity level. Y'all really think that y'all can handle it, and depend on the distance. But in reality, the percentage level of coming into college in a relationship and it lasting is very slim, like -1%. Exactly. Don't ever last. Like, it'd be that one person that be like, yeah, like, we made it through college. And personally, speaking from experience, I would not say get in a relationship when you first get to college. You know, you want to be able to experience everything, you know, see what you like, you know, just basically just get a feel for everybody. You don't want to be locked down, not even locked down, just like you're not going to be able to be your full self if you're in a relationship.
You got,
like,
different priorities.
Yeah, like, you're kind of, like, you're just basically missing out. Like, you're not all the way there. So, 10 out of 10 would not recommend. But, hey, like, you know, maybe, like, junior year, if you feel like you found the one, go for it. You already halfway through college. So, they say you find your soulmate in college, so.
Real spill. Yeah.
-1%, though.
Even so.
Amen, say man. Coming from a scholar, put your school first, because
I'm not coming from a scholar.
Fellas, these women out here. That's really all I gotta say. But nah, I haven't been in a relationship in college. Haven't been in a relationship at all, really. Because, you know, and I've heard this from a couple females that I've been with. I'm like, I'm an analytical type person. So I think ahead of you. So, if we're in a relationship, I'm going to think about and take note of everything you do. So, you know, I mean, I don't mean to say it, but if I come to a relationship, I'm already
10 toes down.
10 toes down.
Yeah.
All right. So, but, hey, if you feel it, I mean, do you, but just make sure you came to school for one reason. That is to get your degree, so.
Yeah, man. Y'all know.
Get that bread.
Get that head. Then leave. Peace out.
Oh, God. Get that degree.
Yeah, man. I mean, okay, personally speaking, I can't really. But if you know, you know.
Top secret.
Top flight. No, but real spill, I do agree with Kayla. Like, when you first come in, like, we have this thing called Lion Camp, so really, like, we was out, like, all the time doing some type
they
of
was
thing.
In the streets.
Oh, I don't know about that. I was on a pole walk. Anywho, no.
That's the bougie spot.
No, but really, though, because you're going to miss out, like, first homecoming. Like, you want to go out, kick it, like, having a relationship, you're just going to be tied down. You got to call, text, do all the whoop-de-whoop. Y'all know the whole nine. Right. Be with them. Go back at a certain time. Don't nobody got time for that. Not freshman year, you don't.
Girl, not the first 4 weeks, you know.
Girl, right. First 4 weeks. Really? Are you kidding? Tie down. Look, gotta, okay, gotta go to the corner and call your man. Good Lord. No. Yeah, I wouldn't recommend either unless, yeah, you're definitely mature about it. But even if you are mature about it, you're not going to have fun. Like, that's real, real spill. So,
because I'm going to tell y'all right now, everybody changes, like, a little bit. Like, both y'all come in as freshmen, it's going to be a period of time where y'all emotional as heck. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like when you first come in, that's when you just need to come in fresh.
Like, yeah, and you're, like, away from home. Like, this is a whole new life, literally.
Come in fresh. Find yourself. Can't find yourself with somebody else in the beginning.
Right. Find yourself first. Find yourself first with the lot. Amen. Anywho, well, yeah, so 3 out of 3 say not recommended. Anywho, y'all know 2020 has been the craziest year out here. And big Rona gal came and ruined everybody's HBCU experience. The poor freshman, bro. I really feel for y'all. But honestly, since Corona been out, people been real inventive. So, what's the craziest thing y'all been seeing happen on campus since Rona been here?
Every little party trying to be thrown. I don't even know. I can't deal. Because black people, they are not going to follow the rules. They say no parties, no more than 10 people. But what? They surpass that. And they can't follow instructions. And then they're going to be mad when everybody sit back home. No refund. And it's all y'all's fault.
Full announcement. Head back to your residence.
You know, really.
Because I'll be really hurt if I get another eviction notice.
No, seriously. Because when they kicked us out... 1 week to no get out. Girl, gave the gas card. We was
no
out.
No grace period.
No, I think the craziest thing was that when the freshmen first got here, they threw a party the last night of move-ins.
During Lion Camp, it's like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Our phones, all the ambassador phones, are pinging
going off
because freshmen were having a big party that got shut down. Man.
Bro,
and I feel for the freshmen, but y'all.
I do, but like, right dang, like, sorry, I mean, if y'all gonna at least kick it, like, at least wear a mask and get in trouble, like,
no mask at all.
No mask off. What Future say?
Y'all wanted to go home the next day. Next day, like,
keep it ready, fellas. But no, yeah, that's real. But I feel where they was coming from though, because we definitely had a good experience with our little freshman year.
I enjoyed my first semester. I didn't really get to.
Yeah, we didn't get a second semester. Didn't
yeah,
there's
like
spring
a big
week.
Gap right now for us.
Yeah, but no full really, fulfillment.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my first semester. It was litty.
Yeah, I definitely 10 out of 10 recommend that semester.
Definitely homecoming.
Yeah, that's probably like the best outing at HBCU.
Girl,
homecoming.
First of all, that was the only thing we really experienced.
We didn't get to experience Spirit Week was cool.
I heard Spring Week was supposed to be like top.
Yeah, with all the Greeks and stuff.
Top homecoming.
Oh yeah, top. That's like homecoming on crack. Maybe I shouldn't. Is that loud? I think it is. Homecoming on crack.
Yeah, homecoming was cool though. I really mess with homecoming.
I think homecoming is really like a culture shock for people if you don't, like, especially, if you've never been around so many, like, people that look like you. Mm-hmm. But it's like literally like alumni from dang near 92 coming back.
55.
No, for real.
Old folks up
they be repping they dear on you.
Baby on the cane.
Do y'all remember them people that took that? Had us take them pictures with us.
Oh, bro, first of all, at the end of the parade, can I take a picture, y'all? I mean, grinding famous shit, but go ahead and take my picture. That's real.
Really like
but look, that's what I said, Lily. And when I tell y'all, we woke up the morning of homecoming at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
And didn't go to bed.
Right, it's already packed on campus.
Yeah, no parking.
All I know is when Corona is done, like, they need to top homecoming from last year and the Miss Spring Week and the Spring Week for the next time.
Bro, Spring Week needs to be like the best
like,
ever.
I'm talking limo, helicopter, Beyonce. Top.
First of all, you know she's not going to show up.
Not stepping foot in Langston, Houston, but that's the energy I want. Because
look, if DC Young Fly can find middle of nowhere.
No, well, seriously, if DC Young Fly nobody, can find, but he was funny.
He was funny. I liked him. He was funny.
Can we talk about that?
We're gonna link that to them on YouTube. That was like, so
can
funny.
Can we bring that up in the podcast? Like, I know we're all thinking it.
No, let's not. Let's save it for the.
Like,
save it for the
I don't
YouTube
want
video.
Her coming through the podcast. Stop. Like, joining the
we're Zoom. Ending. We're ending it.
Joining the Zoom call.
Yeah, we're gonna end it.
Who gave her the link?
Stop! Oh my gosh, I'm crying.
Oh, I mean, Rona really stopped. I mean, because me and Paris, we both came back early to help assist with Lion Camp. And I'm going to tell y'all, Lion Camp, we did a lot of work. Like, we did. Was sun up to sundown. But after that, like, after we got pinned, it, like, stopped. And, like, we were literally bored out of our mind.
Literally out of our mind. Coming up with new things to do because new games, all that. But honestly, hey, it is what it is.
Hey, Summer.
But let's wrap this up with what's the biggest thing that you've learned thus far at your HBCU, at our HBCU, at the HBCU.
I like my H in front of my B in front of my C. I love my HBCU.
I don't even think that's how it goes, but it's okay.
Let's see. I mean, I don't know. I don't want to say, like, I just feel like in general, like, you really kind of, like, on your own, you find your group.
Yeah.
And that's really it. That's probably what I would say. You on your own, really. You get a few close, good friends, and y'all stay solid. Trust but I feel me. Like I said, I feel like that's anywhere, though.
Yeah. Growing up, for real, for real. Yui?
The biggest thing I've learned here is networking. Like, some people haven't realized yet, but networking in college is so important, and it's a life skill. Like, literally, the people you meet in college, like, they will literally be there and will help you in the long haul. Like, truth be told, high school, I didn't talk to nobody. Still don't talk to none of them people.
Except me.
And guess what? And I don't care about them.
And don't.
Truth be told. But really, just get yourself out there, you know, network with people. It's a lot of opportunities, and you basically in college, you planning out your whole life, so.
Yeah. I think the biggest thing I've learned is that everything is not going to be solidified right now. You come in with a major and it can change, but once you figure out what you want to do, stick to it and literally, like, just go for it because you got so many people on the campus supporting you and, like, there's people rooting for you. Literally just do it. Like, procrastination is definitely the devil. So, rebuke that. And
hallelujah.
Hello. Yeah, that's what I got to say for that. But all in all, the HBCU experience is definitely one of a kind. No matter the number of experience, though, you hear, like, the YouTube videos you're going to watch, you'll never really be able to relate to what nobody's saying until you get the experience. Yeah, you gotta get the experience for yourself.
Like, people saying, like, oh yeah, I didn't like it, da da da. But everybody's experience is different. The person that didn't like it probably stayed in their room the whole year.
Yeah, you really gotta get out. But it's been real, y'all. Thank you to my good friends, Kayla and Elijah, for joining me here for the first episode of HBCU-ish. Go follow my Instagram at Paris Rain. Well, Paris.Rain, two N's. Snapchat, ParisRain123, and my Twitter at Paris5478. As always, don't be lame. Join the wave, man. We out.